What makes smartphones so detrimental in relationships?
They have been described as digital cocaine. That's the sensation. It's a short rush, and it's highly, highly addictive. So our brains now don't discriminate anymore between what's urgent and what's not. You hear that ding, you behave like Pavlov's dog. You know, you salivate, or metaphorically speaking. So everything feels more urgent. So if you're in conversation with a significant other or a dear friend or a colleague or boss, and you get that ding, it demands your attention.
But I think a lot of us also use our phones to tune out. You sort of tune out of what's happening right now, and you tune into whatever might seem more interesting or less demanding or more colorful. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, I kind of do that with sports, right? When I'm tired of thinking, you know, I just watch something and get excited about something that doesn't mean a thing. It's got no meaning, really.
A lot of people would beg to differ, Dr. Dan.
Am I going to get hate mail for that statement? Yeah, I look forward to that. Anyway, it is addictive. And if we are checking our phones, like the average American, we check it about once every 6.5 minutes. That's average. We have to admit to ourselves that, in fact, we are addicted.
So what do couples do that navigate this successfully? What are some good ground rules?
There's nothing wrong with 24 hours away. Let's have a Sabbath from our digital equipment, and it's going to be very uncomfortable in the short run, very uncomfortable. And in time, we'll probably look forward to it. But that's number one. Number two, turn everything off. You know, no vibrate when you're out with a friend. Turn them off after 6 o'clock at night, 8 o'clock at night. Just turn everything off. Let your body, brain, calm down a little bit. Take better care of your brain.
And I think we also have come to accept that, oh, everybody's going to check their phone. But the thing is, it's rude.
Yeah, I mean, we all have feelings when we're talking with somebody and their eyes go away from the conversation. It doesn't feel good. And, you know, that connection gets broken. And, you know, it's harmful for all relationships, but especially intimate relationships.
Thank you, Dan.
Thank you, Mikan.